peace and abundance always. So I want to share with you a very simple understanding as to how to know when you're on the wrong path. I know we have a lot of distractions, a lot of things going on in life, a lot of things we think are important, a lot of things other people project on us that says it's important, and we care about their feelings, which is absolutely a bad thing to do when it comes to living our own life. When it comes to living your life, you really cannot be concerned with what other people think because they're not living it. They're living their life. At least they should be, right? But they're focused in on you. All of us should be simply focused on our own life. We need to live from a very authentic place. So when we are trying to live that authenticity, in that authenticity, how do we recognize being authentic? How do we recognize what really matters to us? Because oftentimes we've been brought up believing or kind of being passed down this program by our parents, our grandparents, our family, our friends as to what's important. And so since we love them and care about them, we often care about what they think. And we often look for them to them for approval, when in fact, that's the wrong way to go. You have to live your life. You have to do what's best for you from an authentic place. What makes you happy is what I'm saying. So what's best for you isn't just not caring and not giving an F about anybody. It's really just being clear about what makes you tick. What things are you passionate about? What things ultimately lead or create fulfillment and happiness for you? So that goes into understanding what lets you know when you're off the right path, right? When you're off path, when you're not on the right track. And this ultimately comes down to feeling. You know, we all have an instinctual spidey sense, if you will, where when we really sit down and be honest with ourselves and evaluate the things that's going on in our lives, we have to ask the question, does this really matter? Does this really matter to me? Is this something that I can live without? Is this something that means the world to me, right? And we have to do that with everything that's going on. All the things that we're stressed out about, we have to ask ourselves this question. Does this matter? Is this that important that I need to be so overwhelmed, so stressed, or I have to think about it day in, day out, every single second of the day? Now, it may take some time. You may not have the answer right away, but eventually you come to a place where you feel like, you know what? I don't even know why I am doing this, because the process of doing that doesn't make me happy. And believe it or not, it comes down to how you feel in the process of doing it. If you're doing something and it makes you miserable, or you really don't see how what you're doing now is worth whatever it is you're trying to get, then you probably should just let it go and think about another way, right? Another way to do what you should do in order to get the result that you're looking for, right? There's infinite ways to skin a cat, even though I don't like that phrase, but there's infinite ways to get things done. So just because you're familiar with one way to get it done, that may not be the way for you. That doesn't mean that you give up on getting it done. You just figure out another way. You know, an easy thing I say is with weight management, right? You want to lose weight? You don't have to be in the gym 24 hours a day. You don't have to work out twice, three times a day like I do. I do it because I really enjoy it. You can just simply be mindful about what you eat. That's another way of doing it, okay? So you have two ways to get that done. So when it comes to being clear or getting clarity about the path that you're on and understanding what things are distracting you from being on the path that is meant for you, you have to get clear about how you feel about everything else. You have to get clear about how you feel about everything. You have to sit down, make a list, and ask yourself, does this matter? Even while you're doing it, if you're doing something and you're having a miserable time doing it, all around miserable, then you have to ask yourself, is this worth it? Now, if you find that you're having a miserable time with every single thing that you do, okay, it may not be the thing. It may simply just be you. You may need to just kind of change your mentality of how you view things. I can admit that. But ultimately, when it comes to a particular thing, if you find that you're happy with certain things, then okay, then we can see that you have some balance, right? You have some things in life that you look forward to, that you enjoy, you're passionate about. But when it comes to the other things that you're not, that are ultimately distracting you from living your best life and doing the things that you're passionate about, then you have to ask the question, is this worth it? Is this worth my time and energy? Is this worth my, you know, my spirit, my, you know, anything? Is it worth it? And if it's not, then you have to just simply let it go. You have to change it, let it go, forget about it, strip it away from your life, move on. And though it may sound crazy, whatever that thing is, it can be done. You just simply just ask the question, how? Keep asking yourself, how can it be done? And you will come up with a solution. A solution will be presented to you. So get into your feelings, getting to, is this worth it? Right? Is the thing that I'm doing worth the result that I'm seeking? Right? Is the process worth it? If the process doesn't feel somewhat good to you, exciting, you kind of have a picture of what you want to create while you're doing it, then that is some indication that you might want to simply just let it go. Just simply let it go. And that's okay. Don't worry about whatever everybody else is going to say. Don't worry about other people's opinions. Don't worry about the work that may take for you to transition from what you're doing, even though you're unhappy, to what you will be doing, which will create happiness for you. Just be clear about you and being authentic with what you feel makes you happy. Be happy, all right? Life is long, life is short, but every single minute, we don't know what's going to happen the minute after, right? So you have to be in the now. You have to be present and in the now. And eventually, you know, you have these moments, right? We have these moments called the now. And eventually, if we live the best way we can in that moment, in those moments, in the now, and we're blessed to live a whole long life, complete long life, think about what that means. Think about at the end of your days, when you look back on life, you can say, listen, I lived in the moment. I enjoyed myself. I did what I enjoyed and was passionate about and wanted to create, and I did it all. All right. That's what you want to say. That's what you want to express. Right. So let's just do that. So again, follow your instinct, follow your feelings, ask yourself the questions. Is this really worth it? And if it's not, you know what to do. Thanks for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.